like to do Shalom, not for the mouth of it. Not to make a go on to other in Yomim a bit, and same issue. And the title was, how much one's allowed to eat at the Kiddush. Now it'd be a popular title, an unpopular title. The Shalom is like this. Many different Shalom, why one should be able to eat a lot at the Kiddush, a little at the Kiddush. I'm not going to all of them today. There are many reasons why. But one aspect of the Shalom is as follows. It's interesting, it's brought down in the Ayachan Simanishman test. Darki Moshe from the Ramo brings down. Interesting Darki Moshe. These are the Rosh of the Darki Moshe. We'll go through it. Kosa Boizerua. He brings from Oizerua, Vizel Shoinoi. Kosa Veramlet, say to Yerim. The mitzvah Kol Yisrael Lechel Sudas Shabbos Lepeodim. The mitzvah to eat food of Shabbos, the meal of Shabbos, one should eat it with an appetite, the relish, the oven. Umayachen since the ikar sudah hu lechem, the main part of the sudah is bread. Tzorich lemeich leil the oven, one needs to eat the bread of the sudah. Sudah Shabbos is with lechem, you need to have lechem to be eaten sudah Shabbos. Therefore, one needs to eat the lechem the oven. Lochein kol ben brit, interesting lashon. Any yid is a ben brit. Also lechel grimzel b'shabbat koydim ha'suda. Also him to eat grimzel is not a Yiddish word, it's not a Shnakedish word, it's another word, a German word for me, koydim ha'suda. Also to eat grimzel on Shabbat before the suda. Now what grimzel is exactly, is a machlokes ha'chayim, what grimzel is exactly, it doesn't see later on. But this grimzel definitely we know till now, the grimzel will see the bayamin and the zayna, something you made bayamin and the zayna, something. Mishum, deloy ochel ikas suda Shabbat at the oven. It comes out, one's not eating the main sudah of Shabbat, the bread, which when he's after this grimzel, one's not going to eat this bread in the oven with an appetite. The Hoi Seyu, someone who does this, loy nitzen lehi shobin, there's no return. Once you're full, you can't go eat after this, so you have to wait. But if you eat this grimzel straight before the sudah, you have no way of return. Adkan l'shoinu, this is the Ozeruah bringing down the Sefer Yireh. There's a big mistake in Achin, and they speak about it. The next bit of the Darki Moshe is not actually the Darki Moshe itself, it's also the Oizeruah. It says the Oizeruah further. He disagrees. Which is not true. But who of the Latame? He says the Yireim, who says one is asked to eat the grimzel before the meal, is going according to his shitta. The Svirele, he holds the Osel Ahaskil Acha Mincha Be'erev Shabbos. Now the background is, he says, the Issa to eat, the Yireim holds, is the Issa to eat after Zman HaMincha, after 9.5 hours into the day on Friday, one is offered to eat for Shabbos. Ava l'didon according to Av, the timer on the mutter lechel acha mincha, we pass in it mutter to eat after mincha. Shema mino the egg for it lechel to the Shabbos at the oven. We pass in, you don't have to eat to the Shabbos at the oven, and we'll go into that in a second. Ulechein mutter lechel egu ha grimzel me boidjoim. It's mutter to eat this grimzel. Me boidjoim, we'll see this, and we're going to learn about it. Lechein kosa b'tshuvas, and even the tshuva from Rashi, say for our power that this comes from, the area of Shabbat to Acha Kiddush, the master Rashi brings down, and the eve of Shabbat, Shabbat by night after Kiddush, Hoyu Mevi'in Grimzel Lifnei Reb Kleinemus. They brought in Grimzel before Reb Kleinemus, and interesting graph I just saw, Rashi brings in Beit Zadav Chavav, who was this Reb Kleinemus, and Kleinemus Rashi brings him down as being a Ish Godoy, who's Boki B'Kol Ashat in the town of Rome, living Rashi, and Rashi and Beit Zadav Chavav in the base. Says Reb Kleinemus was a Boki B'Kol Ashat, Rashi is a Boki B'Chol HaShas, not some of the Boki B'Chol HaShas. Rashi says this, our little claimant that Rashi calls him a Boki B'Chol HaShas. After Friday night after Kiddush, they were bringing Grimzel. The Shah has the Kedim, and the others the Kedim of that day, or whither, I don't say where they were, they also used to have a minute to eat this Grimzel. They would make a bracha straight after Kiddush, they made Kiddush already, you can eat after Kiddush. They would first make a Boyim in the Mazonis. And after the Mecha Mechia, what was the reason for this? Why can't they go straight to their meal? Today, Laharbois Ulahashle Meya Brochot. Shabbos, we all know we're lacking in 100 brochot. We can't make 100 brochot every day. And because Shabbos we're lacking, I think 13 brochot, I think we're lacking on Shabbos. Therefore, the Rishonim had various aids, it's hard to make up these 13 brochot. And one of the aids was, after Kiddush, to make Shtikla Kiddush. Well, not Shabbos by day, this time on Friday night. Make a shtekel of kiddush, bring in some grimzel, make a very minimum zaynus, make halamichya, and that way you get at least get another two brochas of the meir brochas. And here it says in the euphoria, the outcome is showing the oizuru. This is what the oizuru is. In Al Kapono, we see from here, already at the beginning of Zaki Moshe, we see a machlekas. First, he brings the yireim, shtaka isim, I shouldn't eat this zoinus, this grims will be for the meal, and I hear sail and nitam, and I hear shoving. There's no way back, there's no return. Once you're full, you can't eat your lechem with the oven. And then he says, no, we pass in his mutter to eat after mincha on Erev Shabbos. And therefore, no need to have a suda Shabbos with the oven. There's no need to have a suda Shabbos with an appetite. Now, what is machlokes here? Whether there is a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? Everybody in Solomon knows the first mission, Arev Pesachim, where the mission discusses Erev Pesach, one shouldn't eat somos or mincha in order to eat matzah in the evening with the oven. The Ashbam says, hid a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah to eat something, a mitzvah to eat matzah, one has to make sure to eat that thing with the oven, to eat it with appetite. Hid a mitzvah. And the Gemara brings down, it's not in the Arvi Shabbos, the Arvi Pesachim. Arvi Shabbos and Yom Tovim as well with such a halacha. Although an Arvi Shabbos and Yom Tovim is a machlekes, Reb Yosi and Reb Yehuda. And what's a machlekes, Reb Yosi and Reb Yehuda? Machlekes is whether one is allowed to start a meal Samach L'mincha. We paskin like Reb Yosi. Samach L'mincha, you can eat Me'ikah Adin, we paskin like Reb Yosi. Erev Shabbos Samach L'mincha, even later today, one can begin a Suda. No, but in Shulchan Aruch Shleit Haloshen, it's also teaches Suda. Shulchan Aruch to Meresh Mem Tet, Mishnah Berurah brings it down, Halacha Lamaaseh, Meresh Mem Tet, it's the certain Nisurim to eat various Sudas on Erev Shabbos. So Meresh Mem Tet at the beginning, I think it's Beis, it's Gimel. Also the Kvoyah the Erev Shabbos, Suda U'mishda She'einu Yogyo B'mei Achoy, and just bring up as Halacha, two Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. First of all, on Erev Shabbos, it's also to make a Suda She'einu Yogyo. An abnormal Suda, so it's not normal for a normal day. One is also to make an Erev Shabbos such a Suda, and that applies the whole day. Also, you don't make an Erev Shabbos, make a Suda even in the morning. To make a Suda, an abnormal Suda, we see the Mishnah Berurah speaks, Hoch speaks about what type of Suda, this Mila, Pitin Aben, these are the Zamutza, because they're with Malay. But let's want to make a Suda, want to push off, for example, a Suda's Eretin, or something like that, want to push off till tomorrow. If it's a great Suda, a grand Suda, which one wouldn't normally eat on a normal day, more than the average meal, a person shouldn't make it an Erev Shabbos. Then the Mishnah Berurah carries on. Velechu velishta belika v'yisuda, to eat and drink without fixing a meal, something mash, a piece of cake, or so on. Afilo suda shirogel b'avachayim, and even a suda which is in shirogel b'avachayim, a normal lunch, a normal supper. Kol ha'yoyim mutzal ha'atzchel min hadin. Me'ika hadin, we pass the night of Yosi. You can begin such a meal the whole day till night. Avol mitzvah lehimona menikvoya suda shenolog b'avachayim. It's a mitzvah to refrain from starting fixing a suda. Even a Suda which you regularly eat in terms of special Suda. Mitez Shoy Salamala, from 9 hours and further, which is worked out Shoy's Manias, and that's 9 hours of Shoy's Manias into the day, from 2/3, from 3/4 of the day and further, one should not eat anything, and the reason is, in order to eat Suda Shabbos with the oven. We see from this halacha here, halacha Ramat in Shulchan Aruch, but we do paskin, seemingly, we do paskin, there's a mitzvah to eat the Suda Shabbos with the oven, there's a mitzvah to eat the Suda Shabbos with an appetite. And therefore, even if Allah Almighty, strictly speaking, one could eat a Suda the whole day, nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to him on it. It's a mitzvah to refrain from eating a Suda. And I think that's a minute. He calls it not to eat a Suda. Not only a minute, Mishnah Berurah brings it down, and we're makbid on it, and he speaks about what Suda you can, what Suda you can't, and a Brit Mila. We see it's quite strict, it's quite strong. There's a mitzvah to him on it, Milech of Suda Shabbos, to eat a Suda on the Erev Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to eat a Suda Shabbos with the oven. A mitzvah to eat a Suda Shabbos with an appetite. And therefore, the Chaya, Gerecht, I mean the Oizerua, which is we don't paskin as a mitzvah to eat a Suda Shabbos. He says, it's not we don't paskin like that. Mechayr, he means to say we paskin like Gebyosi. But one can, the Ikka didn't eat it. But nevertheless, even though we do paskin like Gebyosi, Gebyosi is so much strictly speaking, the Ikka didn't. But nevertheless, he still holds the mitzvah to eat a Suda Shabbos with the oven. If one looks at Morgan Avrom, and Morgan Avrom and Simulation M test, he comes up with his Tana. He comes at the same time, and he says, "Simon says, Avada is a mitzvah to go along and eat a Suda Shabbos with the oven. Even though you're going to say Ikadin is not like that, there's a mitzvah to eat it. Even more so, the Bi'alocha, the Chofetz Chaim, the Bi'alocha brings down as I, the master, we eat an Erev Shabbos, we eat an Erev Shabbos cake, and nash, and these things. One definitely needs no mitzvah to stop." Okay, you can eat that till before you go to shul on Friday. You're still going to have a nibble a piece of cake. I have something to eat, a little nash you can have. So why should Grimsel be worse than that? Grimsel is like a piece of cake. What's Grimsel? A piece of mezonos before Kiddush. Why should Grimsel be worse than that? Even if you're going to say there's a mitzvah to go along and be moneya to eat to the Shabbos to refrain from having a suda, not feeling you're sitting and eating a suda. Like you're having a fruit or an ash or a cake or whatever it is. Even in Shulchan Aruch, there's no mitzvah in Shulchan Aruch to stop eating at all, stop from 9 hours and further. The mitzvah is to stop being kaveya suda. But to eat a piece of cake or to have an ash, there's no such thing, there's nothing written about that. So why should Grimsel be worse than that? Why should Grimsel be worse than a piece of cake? Look to the Bi'alochus Mazda, he says, the pshat is like this. Erev Shabbos on Friday, to go along and eat something, till nacht, one is not worried when he can lose his appetite. And we're talking about ultimately before the meal, we're talking about an hour before the meal, 2 hours before the meal, 3 hours before the meal. So we're not worried that somebody's going to go along and have a piece of cake on Friday afternoon and lose his appetite for the suda on Shabbos by night. Therefore, the halacha is mutter. It's mutter to have a piece of cake or mutter to have something which is not a kaviyah suda on Erev Shabbos. Friday night, mamish before the meal, that's what we're talking about, the case of Grimsel, where he's sitting mamish before the meal, he's standing, he made kiddush early, and they're bringing in his Grimsel, it's much more of a chashash. Okay, it's more of a chashash. Before the meal, if somebody goes along and has a piece of cake straight away, and then he has to go along afterwards and hear the kiddush, nothing about it, nothing about it, he's a bit of a mighty, he loses his appetite quicker, and therefore, that's what they're showing him a worried about with the Grimsel, it's more of a chashash to eat Grimsel. Now, see, everyone's getting a bit scared, there's no more kiddush anymore. It's not on a Shabbat. The Alocha goes into the bit and he discusses it. And the Alocha sees though it's the Maisa, we read up the Loshna of the Alocha, he speaks about these points there. And even though from the Morgan Avrom it seems one should not go along and eat this Grimsel at least Friday night, the Alocha says the following words, he finishes off with the following words, and we'll just go into the bit why. The Alocha is also in Siman Yeshman, it says. The Hineg and Koy Moiseihu in Almut Pesu, Shalminik, he goes into another Shalah. Of course, he goes into the Shalah. Those people have the Yekushaminik who go along and wash their hands before Kiddush. So, wash the Tiddush down before Kiddush. Then there's obviously a Shalah of eating his Grimsel after Kiddush because you've got another Hesek between the Tiddush Yadayim and the Suda. So, you can speak about that Shalah as well. We're not going to go into that today. The Hineg and Koy Moiseihu in Almut Pesu, Shalminik, Shay Note in the Yadayim Kodim Kiddush. The general Minik, most of the world, I think the Minik is. Any note in the Yadayim Kodim Kiddush, we don't wash our hands before Kiddush, we make Kiddush first and then we wash our hands for Amotzi. Nogu ha'olam l'chokel b'shachis k'daf ha'bar k'moshe t'unit o'ezeruah. The minig ben shachis, in the morning, the minig is to be makel like the o'ezeruah. V'oichlin minei mezoinus la'acha Kiddush kodim asodus. He means the minig o'olam is to be makel. The one does eat mezoinus after Kiddush before the suda. V'ayim b'shulchan aruch shel agrav. Look in the shulchan aruch harav. Yishev HaMinik. He's the Yashav the Minik. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav is the Yashav the Minik. Chotav she'ein limchoit b'yad ha'makinim. I shouldn't protest against those who are mekel. Umikol mokoy yesh an she'ma'aseh she'machmir in afon. An she'ma'aseh al machmir. Kedas ha'mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom says, v'tekev acha ha'kiddush noitin v'yodayim u'vorchin al ha'paf. V'oichin ha'koyu b'toich ha'suda. V'al kaponim. He finishes off. The Kula Alma, everybody agrees, nochin it's correct l'hadeh to be mahada, shaloi le male kreisa, not to fill up your stomach. Vishare achilas, koidem sudas apas. Even the makilim, even those who agree, the minigis, the hokel, Shabbos in the morning, are definitely not to fill up your stomach before the sudas, because of the mitzvah to eat sudas Shabbos at the oven. And the mitzvah doesn't only apply on Friday night, the mitzvah applies to the Shabbos. It's not a dinosaur on Friday night. Pashtus, as it's going to be aloha, it's a mitzvah on Friday night, the mitzvah on Shabbos day. It's a mitzvah of sudas Shabbos to eat the sudas Shabbos with the appetite for the relish. And therefore, if one goes and fills himself up with shari achilas, but one's not yotze to the Shabbos, one fills himself with nezoinus or cake or hay or whatever can die, he's not yotze without the ikar mitzvah to the Shabbos. Comes out when he starts to the Shabbos, he's not with the oven. Nochin lahadi, even if you do make kiddush, but you shouldn't be mamale crazy. You shouldn't fill up your stomach with shari achilas. So this statement be halacha. That's how he finishes off halacha ramas. Good. If I look in the Shulchan Aruch of the Gad, if I look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he's miyashav the minik. He is miyashav the minik. But he doesn't go into the Shala, which we're talking about. He's Miyash of the Minig, another Shala, which also comes with this. He's talking about many Shalas. The Shala of Meir Brochas. He's talking about the Shala. If somebody makes a Brocha before the meal, he's about to eat the meal afterwards, he has a problem of Brocha Shein Tzricha. He knows he's going to wash in a few minutes' time, and he's having a piece of Mazonis now. It's the Shala of a Brocha Shein Tzricha. And he goes into the Shala, is there a Brocha Shein Tzricha? Isn't there a Brocha Shein Tzricha? And he's Miyash of the Minig. He basically says, if one goes along and has Mazonis, knowing that he's not going to eat the mazonis within the meal, he's having the mazonis before the meal, he knows he's going to have a meal in a few minutes' time, Not the brachas in the tzricha, that's his shalom. So without tradition, it's not negated so much, because if you go to the kiddush, we're not having a meal there, we're having a meal at home in 10 minutes time, or 20 minutes time, or half an hour time. The pasuk is no shalom of the brachas in the tzricha. Brachas in the tzricha is only if one's eating in the same place, one is going to have a meal, and then one's going to go along and make, especially before he's washing, have a bit of a bite beforehand. Then there may be a shalom of the brachas in the tzricha. That's not negated out, and that's what he's miyash of the minig. He doesn't go into the problem of Suda Shabbat at the oven. Don't speak about it. Rishon Sadar, he goes very quickly through it. It's just, it could be the meaning of it. We don't have to worry about brachas of Suda Shabbat at the oven. He doesn't actually discuss the issue why there should be no problem of Suda Shabbat at the oven. In other words, on that issue, I found a few achrayim that speak about it. Number one, the Prima Godin. Prima Godin goes into what Grimzel is. I mentioned it's what Grimzel is. What's the word Grimzel? The Prima Godin says Grimzel was a type of fatty food. That's what I wrote down. The Prima Godin. The Loshon of Prima Godin is Grimzel is the Devorim Shmeinim Shemastiyim Begoysa. Fatty foods that satisfy extra satisfying, extra satisfaction. I know the Loshon of Prima Godin. Therefore, he says, and it's a Grimzel. A Grimzel is much worse. A Grimzel is a type of food that almost fills you up. It bloats you up. So it's still not being begeister. Pleasure, that's true in Tekigah. I don't know what you call it nowadays. But the Grimzel is something which fills you up, almost here, and you can't eat anymore. I mean, we're not talking Achille Gassa, because Achille Gassa is a Rabbanish can Achille, not but still get you can't eat. But it fills you up so you feel quite full, and after you start your food on a full stomach, even if you sleep something, but it's not definitely up to the Shabbos at the hour. Good. So we've already got to stick to the Yeshiva, Minigah, Oilam. If you don't eat the wine, Shmeinim, Shmeinim, Begeister, definitely okay. Interestingly enough, the Eishel Avron, the Batshutcha, he also goes into the Shana. He also speaks about the Minig Ha'olam to eat Lekach from Noch Bakidish. Lekach is honey cake. So he speaks about eating Lekach, and he also says, he brings it to Prima Godin, and he says, Lekach is not like Grimzel. Grimzel is something extra special that fills you up. Lekach is something else. Lekach doesn't fill you up. And therefore, the Minig Ha'olam to have Lekach before eating is perfectly okay, but it doesn't fill you up. This is the Eishel Avron, with the town of this Prima Godin. Eishel Avron comes to Miyasha the Minig, but the Chassidish Oilem is our Minig. Some people have a Minig Dafka to go along and have Kiddush on the Zoynas Shabbat in the morning. There's a Minig Dafka to go along and have make Kiddush. Not some of them in the Simcha, but always every Shabbat morning to make Kiddush on the Zoynas. Well, the reason is, there's also a Shtikar Shal and a Toskim. Others bring down, the reason is because the Shalom Achleikas in the Gemara. Some of the Chayidish, the base of the Gemara Shabbat of Kuf Yud Zayin on the base of the Achleikas, how many Suds one needs to have on Shabbat? We pass in 3 Suds. If Chidka, and I'm aware of Chidka, he holds 4 Suds. Is under the dog in the minute of Chassidim was to go along and have a Suda to be used to Suda Shebchitka. Some of you even call it the name Suda Shebchitka. They didn't wash it to have a Suda at night. And in the day they have 2 Sudas. One of them is Zoynus. And one of them is Halach Zahara. To have a proper Suda Nisht. And I'll give them a bit of a Suda, a bit of a Zoynus to have. And then 2 other Sudas. Although the Masham writes that somebody who says that's the reason of the minute is the Apikoyus. Although the Masham. He's Apikoyus, he says. Negeh Leminus. Why is he Apikoyus? Because we don't paskin Masham and Yehoshaphat. We don't paskin that, if you take on like a mandom, we don't paskin, like a new one in the Gemara, and Machmet, a shitter of an Amir or a Tanner, with a lochot like that, you're already balding an apikos. We never go in Cheshish for a shitter, and we don't paskin that. The other reason why we say is because the Mayor Broth is paskin, like we said just now. You know, the Mayor Broth is Mayor Broth, the Tanner Zainus. But one of the general minigos, a shtickle of minigos, the Mishnu also brings down, Noyigin Ha'oilam, the Hokel, the Shachit. And the Eish Navon, trying to be Yashit, the minig, to have Mazonis in the morning. Amar Kabon, and look at the Eish Lavro. Interesting, another reason he brings down, Amar Kami Meiko, and he makes it interesting, Mamonavshach. He said, Mamonavshach, how much are you going to eat? If you eat a little bit of Mazonis, no problem. There's still a room for your Suda, you're still eating the Suda's appetite. If you eat a lot of Mazonis, if I need a lot of Mazonis, pack up all the kitchen, if I need a lot of Mazonis, the Zveyatah Suda becomes a Suda. So you've been Yotzi, your Suda with a Mazonis. So that way you've got a monoshek, you can eat as much as you want. If you're not too hungry, eat a little bit with the Eish Lavron. You still got room for your meal. Your main meal, you eat in the oven. If you eat a lot of Mazonis, it's like it. You've eaten a lot of Mazonis, you've been Yotzi Yosuda with the Mazonis. And therefore, but you could be, the Eishah, you ate Yosuda with the Mazonis. And if you ate Yosuda with the Mazonis, then you don't have to go along and worry anymore about eating the main Suda at the oven, because you keep Yosuda at the oven. So you're okay.
The whole time we'll keep the lechem.
Yeah, So he takes on, as the pshat is, the lechem, that's the cup of grimzel, because grimzel is not lechem, grimzel could be also a cup of mazon, could be a knedel of some sort. You know, take on that third mother on that. If you take on the grimzel was also mezainus, then you can't learn on that. When Shemesh Lavon taking on this grimzel wasn't a lechem, that was the problem. If you eat the part of all the kismin, you eat even the normal mezainus, enough normal mezainus was also within a part. Good, you know, it's not a bazundra shalaman, and he's got another problem if you monashach. If you eat the suda with all this mezainus, why aren't you benching? Why aren't you benching? you cause other problems. Which we're not getting into today. You're going to cause other problems with that. I'm like, one of that is Yishuv of Minagayim. It's not from Yashuv of Minagayim. He's by Kiddush. What's his Aina Yishuv? That's the way he's in the Yashuv Minagayim. At the Monashach. It's not, it's a shver of Shabbat because the Mogan Avraham says, clearly, one can't be Yates of Suda Shabbat and Shiva Mogan Avraham with bread and Zainas. You've got to be Yates with proper bread. And therefore it doesn't work out. It doesn't fit in. Oh, but the Yishuv of Minagayim it is. Now, Kapalan, these are the Yishuv of Minagayim. Shabbat in the morning. One feels from Achkiddush, but nevertheless, you should know that the mitzvah of Suda Shabbat is the oven, and as we say to Mishur, not in a hada, not to be malikrete. But at least the minigoyim is definitely to eat before Kiddush. The reason being because of this, I asked a few people this discussion. Actually, it's called Sibra, I found it's a shtickle tear, I've been falcon a bit on it, but I'm still left with the kasha. At the end of the day, I'm still left with the kasha. Some halacha, another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. This halacha is brought down in Reish Tamach Zayin, and we're going to have Rome. It's brought down in Hilchot Pesach, Tof Ayin Beis. There's a shala, Benegeyat Tzitz for Shabbos. Friday night, in the summer especially, we all know we add on to Shabbos. We bring in Shabbos early, we make Kiddush early, we daven Maariv early, Issa Menocha is early, everything we do is early. Still lights up, still day out. Shemesh Vadeshin brings down, and Shuvah Aleph, and Shemesh Vadeshin brings down. He was walking by the river. Long after the meal was finished, it was still light out. And him and his Talmidim all walking along the river. I don't know where it was, where Shemesh Vadeshin lived, in Germany or France. Somebody was walking on the river, and it was still light out. Now, they think with the Chagat Kalisol, in the summer especially, we eat the meal early, everything's early. Now, if there is a machlekes during halacha, the Mogen Avraham brings down a Maharal Mitzrag, and they also bring down some Mahashal, and there's another one as I come with Elachim. They bring up three achrayim that held that even though one can make Kiddush early, one can daven Maariv early, Suda's Shabbos has to be after Nacht. Now, we have to understand why. And the Bach speaks about Hilchot Pesach. And the Pesach, for example, we all know Pesach night, the Seder night, even though generally we make Kiddush early, Pesach by Nacht, the Seder has to start after Nacht. What's the reason? The reason is as follows. The reason is, Tzitzis Shabbos gives you extra Kedusha Shabbos. It brings the day in early. It doesn't change the date. If you bring in Shabbos, you can have a Maariv, it doesn't change the date. It brings the Kedusha Shabbos, you can add on to Shabbos, may Sifin, may Choyl on a Kodesh. One can add on to a weekday to a Kodesh. It doesn't change the date, it doesn't become a new day. Therefore, any mitzvahs that are dependent on the day, on the date, won't help you. For example, mitzvahs matzah, the erev tzeichel matzahs, which evening? Test what? Has to be 15th. 14th in the afternoon, I can't go along and eat matzah. You can be mitzvah on Pesach, you can make Kedushas Pesach very early, you can bring it an hour earlier, it's still the 14th day of Nisan, it doesn't become the 15th of Nisan. It gets the Kedusha of Yom Tov, it gets the Halav of Yom Tov, it doesn't become the 15th day of Nisan. Therefore, matzah, one is mechuyav to eat in the night of the 15th, one can't eat matzah early. Even if you bring in Pesach early, one has to stop doing Malacha, one's got Kedusha, because the Shabbos clothes on, everything, all our Lachas of Kedusha Shabbos apply, or Kedusha Yom Tov apply. So to go along and say, I can be Mekayim now, the Mitzvah of Matzah, plus Kemenish. Clear. So, Kol Shaili, you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah of Matzah. Matzah has nothing to do with Yom Tov, Matzah has to do with the date of the 15th. Adar Kaisis is the same as Matzah. Adar Kaisis is the same as Matzah. Zunda Achereinim, not unanimous, Achereinim says, the Taisis Amos. Other cases, therefore, even though normally one can make Kiddush early, Pesach by now, besides the Indian of making Kiddush, the first cup of Kiddush is also other cases. Other cases has to be done on the night of the 15th at the same time as Matzah. If someone can't, at least they can. Now, the Yid Achelim wants to extend this a bit. They tie that Suda's Shabbos is brought up in the Pasuk in Parshas Beshalach, Parshas Vemon, is three times the word Hayoim. It says the word Hayoim. If it says Hayoim, it's got to be done on the Yoim HaShabbos, on the proper day of Shabbos. One can't be able to sue the Shabbos in the Zman of Tzitzis Shabbos. Sue the Shabbos has to be after Nacht. Well, this is Nachem, the Mashal, it's Morgan Avraham, brings down. We don't talk about the Lachal Amata, but he also says, we rely on the fact that the Plaga Minuch and almost is early Nacht. Plaga Minuch is Nacht. Nevertheless, in Morgan Avraham, it's brought down, a Chumra, in Morgan Avraham, it's brought down the following Chumra. Read out the Lashon. Morgan Avraham brings down, and some people are Machma on this. Kosa Bishla, Bishem Sevi Chassid, Nachatoba. And I have to make sure to eat the kzayis challah by night, even in the summer. Kedei lekayim gimel sudas b'shabbos, and all that we mekayim the three sudas on Shabbos. V'chein kosav habach siman tov ayin beis b'shem ha'ral mi'prag. Abu b'tayfus v'rosh mashma di'ochelig mesud mevoidim. V'chein kosav shumet avesh, and after shumet avesh, we just spoke about, and he went walking after meal along the river. It was after meal; he was finished; it was still light out. Obviously, here you can have a Suda Shabbos and his mama plays the Shabbos. We call Mokim Tzayv the Hashman to finish it off. Talmud, Acha, Pagamincha, Chashina, Laila. We hold the after Pagamincha, really considered night, the Gabbadis. And we call Mokim, nevertheless, Tzayv the Hashman. I'm not going to bring on the Salah, but Tzayv the Hashman. It's good that you can eat your house to the Shabbos by night. We don't talk about that, the Master, and the Master. Some people are Machman once again to have to the Shabbos after night. Or at least he said to leave over Kazayas. You know, you leave if you come, you're hoping you'll leave by night. And the summer's quite late sometimes. But if you have Talmud, if you have a Kazayat Challah, Kamayotazan, the Indian of Suda Shabbos the night, Kamayotazan, the Achrayim, the whole Suda Shabbos has to be Daska after Nacht. Interestingly enough, though, the Talmud also brings the Shitta. He brings the Shitta later on, it's from Reish Sadik Aleph, I think it is. Reish Sadik Aleph, the Talmud brings the Shitta. And the Talmud brings it in the name of the Mashal. But the Talmud, in the name of the Mashal, one should begin his Suda Shabbos at night. The Morgan Avraham doesn't bring one should begin his Suda Shabbos at night. He brings one should be Mahada. Because you're making Kiddush Mevoidim. Kiddush you can definitely make Mevoidim. And name Kiddush Elba Mokim Suda. So you're making your Kiddush Mevoidim. You're starting your Suda. You're finishing your Suda off. At the end of the Suda, you're having a Kazai. But this guy, Akasha Shver, I don't understand. Friday night, I've got to eat through the Shabbos at the oven. I'm just talking about this. I've got to eat through the oven. Now, who are Achleim up in you bringing down this Meister with the Kleinemus and the Grimzel before the meal? This little piece of cake he had, a big piece of cake he had. It was very satisfying, not so satisfying. But all of Tutman. If you hold, you've got to have Suda Shabbos, not Nacht. If you hold that Shitta, you've got to eat your Suda Shabbos after Nacht. You've got to have your Suda Shabbos in the oven. You've got to eat the Beredish. And here you're going to be making Kiddush, you're having a massive meal, and at the end of the meal you come to your compost, and you're already full. Netman Abbas Al-Khala, you say, Kazai, oh, I'm now going to this Suda Shabbos. I'm going to Suda Shabbos till now. What are you doing till now? What are you eating? You're enjoying yourself. Not Suda Shabbos. Just commit to Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos according to Zachorinim, they've got to be Nacht Nacht. You shouldn't eat it. So the Pesach has got kasha. It says, the Pesach shall nochem. Somebody has matzah of a goy, kasha the Pesach, it wasn't made this small, I can eat loads of it. The Ravad sheyoichel kazayat matzah ba'achreina. As long as you eat the kazayat matzah at the end. So the Pesach kasha, what do you mean? Kazayat matzah. The same type of kasha we've got now. How do you eat the kazayat matzah ba'achreina? You've got to eat the matzah of the oven. And the Pesach depends. It depends one Suda, in the same Suda or before the Suda. Well, the Pesach we start off with. If you're in the same Suda, you know you're having a Kazayat Matzah at the end, you know the menu, you know what's coming, you know how to eat space. If you're eating during the day, you're hungry, you don't think about tonight whether you're going to be full or not. Maybe the place it could be in the same Suda, you can be more Mako than in a different Suda. So there's a place. Maybe during the time, during Pesach, go along and eat a big meal, Kemenish. You don't know what by night you're going to be full. In the same meal, if you go along and have a big meal on Pesach B'nayat and the Tekish Amachim, at the end you eat the Kazayat Matzah L'shma, you're okay. So we see already there's a bit of a leniency regarding eating the same meal. The only kasha is, like I've heard, it's Shredder Gunzel Shana, why are they worried about eating before? So Eshekel, the Bialot will ask this kasha. Bialot in brackets, in little brackets, he says, I am Tekish B'sokim, and we don't talk about the Tekish B'sokim. So Bialot, we don't bring it down, we don't talk about that. We don't pass now. I'll form the kasha for the back again. We don't pass now. It doesn't help me. We don't pass now. I say we don't pass now. It's over. So he's not that good. We don't pass now. Oh, but Epshakim, I thought Epshakim and Shalogan, that's only a quick eight I've got. Epshakim and Shalogan is a chilek. There's a difference between eating mamish in the same Suda or before the Suda. It could be if you're eating within the Suda, you're eating it easier. If you're having a Mazonis before the Suda, even though you haven't seen a few minutes' time, you can also think, I told myself, I'll be alright. But if you know it's in the same part of the same meal, your least base after the Chayyot of the Chalayim and the Shayyot of the Zah. That's the only eight I've got to ask this Kasha. Shalei B'dei Filkul. Eshla, I'm the Kasha of Masha, Shreya Kasha. What happens to the midst of the oven and Shalom?
Yes, thank you.